During NAIDOC Week, which celebrates Aboriginal achievements, we're also looking at some of the issues confronting Indigenous communities. And as we heard earlier, Aboriginal women are severely overrepresented in the prison system. Kat Armstrong from the Women in Prison Advocacy Network joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Deb.
So why is it that women, that Aboriginal women are so overrepresented?
Okay, Aboriginal women are amongst the most disadvantaged women of our community, a fact that's been well established in research and on a practical level. They're the fastest growing population in prisons across Australia, a rate far exceeding that of the male prison population. And the reasons being is that Aboriginal women report issues such as family violence, mental health, sexual abuse and addiction has been categorically linked to their incarceration. So it's really unfortunate that they continue to be overrepresented in our prisons today.
It seems a systematic problem, really, which is unfortunately a problem with a lot of issues confronting the Aboriginal community. What can be done to prevent it?
I think one of the main factors, a high percentage of Aboriginal women in prison are actually on remand. And the reason they're on remand is because of the current bail laws and Bail Act, which has just recently in New South Wales had a review. The Liberal government got a review. But I'm actually a bit concerned. There's been some really good recommendations come back in that review. Whether the government will implement those recommendations or not is yet to be seen. But I think we need to start there. We need to look at each and every woman as an individual, and rather than sticking them in a cell to sit on remand where they're not even found guilty yet, I think they could be better served back in the community. Aboriginal women have, you know, they're particularly alienated, and they most times are the centre of their family and community, and so to be connected, it plays a vital role in Aboriginal culture. So I think they need to certainly, the presumption of bail that goes against them if they've ever had a conviction previously, that's the reason why they would sit on remand in prison.
Mm. And we do often hear that prison doesn't rehabilitate people. Is this always the case, though? Can we say that if you're in prison once, the chances are you'll reoffend, or does it act as a deterrent?
Well, if you look at the recidivism rates for women, it's 42%. So that says to me very strongly that no, prison is not a deterrent and prison does not work. And I think the community would be far better helped if women, if they are picked up for an offence or under suspicion for an offence, instead of sitting in jail, not achieving anything or rehabilitating, they could be doing something far more worthwhile in the community, for the community.
Well, and it's something that would be across the board, whether women, men, Indigenous or otherwise.
Absolutely, absolutely. But particularly for given the overrepresentation of Aboriginal women in prison, and, you know, they experience intense isolation, disconnection. They have major concern for their families and feelings of helplessness. And that social disconnection is a salient feature of their concerns, and they need to be reconnected with their community. But also they have tenderness. They're concerned due to there being a risk of re-engaging in criminal or antisocial behaviour with past associates, which is always a concern.
Okay. Well, Kat Armstrong, thank you for joining us this morning. Unfortunately, the phone line is not great, so we will let you go, but thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day there. Bye.